Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast, where we talk about relevant news and interesting topics each week. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And before we begin this week's subject, we're going to bring in a little bit of news, starting with Jada Smith's new memoir called Worthy. Like, it goes over certain things about, like, her life, and it's apparently just all about her, and, you know, just a couple of topics have raised some interest, including her relationship with Tupac and Will Smith, of course. In the book, I believe she revealed that she and Will have been separated since 2016, although they're still legally married.
Yeah, the dynamic that those two share is just very ambiguous. It's scary.
It's very odd. In
yeah, sense. Like, I don't know. Jada is just, she's something else. Like, I don't even know what the relationship was like prior to all this. Like, I wonder how the relationship was behind closed doors just like a couple years ago when people didn't really have this notion of them having problems.
I mean, to be honest, it's clear that it's been a while since they've actually been together. My only real thing is, so what was the point of that, the slap, the fucking slap?
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to get back into his good graces. I think that was one of the earlier indications that things weren't going so well maritally.
Yeah, because according to Jada, she thought the whole thing was supposed to be a skit. Like, she wasn't expecting it to actually go down.
I think Will was taking a macho masculine stance on just, like, I guess, like, protecting his wife, being overtly just masculine and just, like, trying to defend his wife from a joke, I guess. But yeah, I mean, slap happened, and we move. It has severely affected the trajectory of his career, unfortunately, because I really like Will Smith, and a lot of people did too, but I feel like, and I have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to affect the roles that he gets going forward. And I feel like it already somewhat has, since I have not heard much about him getting, like, prominent roles like he used to, like Men in Black. What else can I think of? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That also may be due to his age.
I think he's just older.
But yeah.
Also,
yeah. He's going to get even less prominent roles and even less opportunities of that sort because of the slap added into that.
I remember he was the genie in Aladdin, the live action version.
Yeah, he had a very impressive career.
I think he's just washed out, and it was like that, probably the whole slap, like with Chris Rock. I think that was just,
yeah, let's put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But speaking of Will Smith, apparently he was impressed by the actual memoir. He said that, like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but apparently he actually looked at it in awe, was impressed by the things that he didn't know about Jada, said it revealed some information to him that was very interesting. And I don't know if I want to facepalm or just question what is my guy thinking. Like, now we got to get into the meat of the story. Tupac. Jada and Tupac.
Yeah.
What are your
Jada
thoughts?
Is still having fantasies of her and Tupac together.
I know.
From Beyond the Grieve. It's insane. Like, I genuinely think that she, like, somewhat, like, worships the man.
She definitely does.
Yeah, like, she's just not letting the image of him go. I guess they were, like, twin flames, and he was her twin flame in her eyes.
Oh,
and it just, it didn't bode well for her in the future and in her marriage, I guess.
Bro, that flame is out. It's been out.
Yeah. But I'll, like, say extinguished.
Yeah, but she has been fantasizing about Tupac a lot, just in talking about all, like, you know, how they knew each other, went to the same high school, and all that. I'm like, Jada, you missed your chance.
Yeah, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if you try to whip out the Ouija board, try to connect with him that way, literally by any means. Like, he's literally clinging to this image of him and not letting it go. And I wonder how this is affecting Jaden and Willow and, like, their whole, like, family dynamic.
Must be with rough. Everything.
Yeah. Bro. It's like having your parents just be so, I guess, just, I don't even know what they are. Like, I can't, like, even truly define their relationship anymore since it has so many sides to it.
Who was Jada caught messing with that one time?
It was August. Alcina? It was Jaden's friend, if I remember correctly. Oh. Not his friend, but okay. Someone that Jaden knew. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
I'm just trying to recollect from memory. But yeah.
Bro, there's no way that she didn't do anything with Tupac. Like, even when she was with Will. No way.
Oh, she definitely did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
About it. There's literally no way.
Yeah, but the bitch even said, like, she got onto some psychedelic drugs from Jaden.
That family is fucked, bro. Oh my god.
She said that she was helped by, like, by them in the tough times. She said he gave her some good ass drugs. And then
I'll say mother and son bonding.
Yeah. And then we learned that she, like, apparently she didn't want to depend on Tupac to be independent. Mm. And now we learned that she was selling crack as, like, a teenager.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yo, it just gets crazier and crazier. It's such a wacky family, bro.
Literally. I wonder, what would you say would be another wacky family that you've seen? Could have been in the media, outside the media, but what would you say is a wacky family, like, in Hollywood, I guess?
Oh, that's easy. That's Blueface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a
different
animal. I don't know if we could call that a family. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, like, I saw a post today, like, on rap. Like, I was kind of thinking about bringing this up, but I might as well. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. He saw a picture of his mom. His mom was doing a thirst trap. Wait a sec. And his comment was like, ew, old lady booty cheeks. They got into an argument over that shit.
Oh my god. That's funny, bro. Bro, have you seen the videos with Blueface and his mom? Like, their relationship is so, like,
so
terrible. It's terrible. Like, I don't know. There's just no so mother-son, like, affection toward each other.
It really isn't. It's like,
it's no love.
I can barely tell that she's his mom.
Yeah, she just seems more like a cool aunt to him. I don't even know, like, he just cool treats her with no respect, and, like, it's not the regular dynamic that you see between mother and son. And I don't know what happened between them, and nor do I want to know. But it's bad. It's bad.
That's intergenerational trauma, bro.
Because
he's probably going to do the same shit with his own kids.
Yeah. But he already fucking up the kid's head.
Yeah, he fucking up.
He's showing them strippers at an early, early age.
Early
very
age,
early,
bro.
Exposing them to that type of content.
I can't want to get some damn cookies.
Yeah, some interesting parenting.
Yeah.
But I was saying, speaking of parents and potential parents or parents... Sexy Red is pregnant. Mrs. My Coochie Pink, My Broody Hole Brown is pregnant.
That shit always gets me.
I don't think anyone expected that.
I know.
From her, based on the image she likes to portray in the media consistently. It's crazy.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I can kind of see it. Not from her specifically. It's just kind of the shit that she does. It's like at some point.
Her scantily clad lifestyle.
But honestly, it's like, this is like the fucking, what's her name, it's like the Lana Rhodes situation all over again.
Mm.
Bro, I feel bad for this next generation of kids.
Mm.
Some of these mothers are hoes.
Mm.
Just imagine.
Straight up.
You cannot dog on anyone. Like, you have no power in school if your mom is, like, sexy red or fucking, like I said, Lana Rhodes. Just terrible.
Man. They're working a late night shift.
Yeah.
No. Just throwing that ass. Nah. Despicable.
No, but we were talking about how Ice Spice is apparently dating someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said there's rumors, but nothing confirmed. Nothing confirmed.
I wouldn't even be surprised if it's someone that we don't know. Someone has just been kept hidden on purpose.
Yeah, I feel like Ice Spice and Sexy Red both play to their flirtatious and teasable nature to, like, really, just to really help their level of fame, I guess.
Could you see Ice Spice? Nah, it's gonna be weird. But imagine, like in the next year, Ice Spice gets pregnant.
I doubt it, bro.
I feel like she's less likely. She's still.
She moves too tactical. I'm not gonna lie. I don't see that.
No, but it was it was quite eventful for some of these people. Like, lesson of the day is that some celebrities are tripping hard. They wilding, bro.
Yeah.
Now,
I say celebrity families right now. All the just the ones that are popular for a bad reason are gonna have some effed up children. I'm not gonna lie. Like, Blueface is gonna have an interesting future son. Sexy Red is gonna have an interesting boy or girl. I don't know what to say for these children. Just prayers to the children. Prayers to the children.
Oh yeah.
Literally.
Shit, they need it. But anyways, we're going to move on to this week's topic, which are a previous work experience. So, just encompasses a bunch of, jobs that we've had, over our time, since at least 16 when we were able to work in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lutzen, how about you start it off? What's your first job?
My first official job?
Yeah.
I would say my first job was Mill River.
Yep.
I probably brought this up in a previous episode. You guys should definitely check out our previous episodes. But Mill River was my first summer job, my first official job in general, where I worked at a park with a motley crew. I was a steward. Nashawn was actually there as well.
Yeah, that was my first job too.
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable experience. And all in all, it was a very enjoyable experience because we went on trips. We looked at nature from time to time. We got to see some pretty interesting things. Like, you remember when I'm not sure. This was like, I think it was like a winter type of thing. You remember what they were doing, like the winter sessions for like a stipend?
Yeah.
And stuff. And you remember that dude came in and he was introducing us to that new sport. Like he had like, I forgot what it was called. He had like a board and he had like, you know how boats have like paddles?
Yeah.
He had essentially a paddle for the ground to use while you skateboarded. I forgot what it was called. Paddleboard? Not paddle. Boogie board? Already a thing.
No, not boogie board. I just got that.
You know what I'm talking about, though? Or no?
No, I don't. Was I there?
Spike board? You may have been. I thought you were.
I don't remember.
All I was saying was interesting experiences, trips, things of that nature. A lot of characters. And just enjoyable first job for me.
Yeah, but
I would say, go ahead, bro.
I honestly give it a B. I'd say there were a lot of enjoyable aspects. The main thing we did though was landscaping type thing where we just got rid of weeds. We cleaned up the park.
Mm-hmm.
However, unlike what he said, like, it wasn't perfect. By no means was it perfect. There were some whack-ass situations. Mm-hmm. I would also say there was fun in different ways. I remember we made, like, a big-ass friend group. Actually, that's how, like, that's how we became friends. That's how we met each other.
Origin story.
Yeah. Fucking origin story, though. Mm. Yeah, we just had, like, a whole-ass group of people, I remember. I think you were the last one to actually join our friend group, which is funny because, like, you know, kind of just been chilling, like, since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, we just did a bunch of dares. And, it was like when we were bored, we just dare each other. You know how guys be.
Yeah. It was a lot of foolery and niggotry at work. That's literally what it was. Surprisingly, majority of the stewards were black.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was
very interesting.
That was fun.
Ratio right there. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you remember that time we were like, yeah, you were the one who told me this, like when we were like fucking going over the bridge and shit like that.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to explain it with a little bit more detail. There was this dare to cross, I guess, under a bridge by hanging via bar and like just handling the bar, moving from one side of the bridge to the other underneath it by holding the bar like at the bottom of the bridge, and we were using our hands. We got across. Like, keep in mind, it was a very long pause. I was about to say I'm not even gonna finish that sentence. It was a very long dare, and the pipe was a little bit dirty.
You did not save yourself,
bro.
You lost it right there.
I said the pipe was
all right, okay. I'll let you finish.
What we used to get across was a little bit dirty, and it like dirtied up our hands like kind of bad because they never cleaned that part of the bridge because it's underneath the bridge, and when we got to the other side, like our hands were fucked.
Yeah,
like literally. There were like huge blisters on our hands, like pieces of skin were missing, like fucked. Like using our hands for like a week or two while working that job, we're just like fucked. Like
it
was like extremely rough. Like we couldn't really hold equipment like whenever we needed to like beautify the park or just like do something with our hands. It was extremely rough. Like it wasn't fun. But the dare was fun at the time, so
yeah.
I mean, trade off
pulses. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one of my dares was to like walk across the damn river, like with the rocks and all that, but barefoot.
Mm. Yeah. Oh no, you're least. I think I did that too, but that's a least dare.
Yeah, yo, when we were cleaning the river itself, that shit was disgusting. Some people have no class. That's what I learned. I remember I found a damn we found like a damn beer bottle and some panties. Was it panties or was it like a fucking condom? It was some sexual shit.
A bunch of things. Beer bottles, glass bottles, the works, man. Literal works. Grime, dirt.
Yeah.
Just disgusting things,
bro. I remember I slipped and fell right into the water, bro. That shit was dirty, and then I had to go home, walk home.
Oh
and
yeah, change. And I remember back. That day we were playing
kickball,
and then we played frisbee for a little bit. That was a good ass day.
It was
like
today was a
on that day.
Day
we finished work early, and we were just like playing kickball and frisbee with our boss for like hours. Shit was amazing.
Yeah, like Ice Cube said, it that day was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had fun moments like that. Mm-hmm. Like there were other times, like the dares we had with the dates.
Mm.
Oh, bro!
I say the point. I ain't gonna get that deal. I'm about to say the point system.
Nah,
good, childish fun.
Yeah.
But question for you.
What?
Outside of the first job, the Mill River experience, what was your favorite job out of the ones that you had worked? just out of all of them.
All right, is it including like current jobs?
All of them.
All right, all of them.
All of them on your runs on your resume, or previously worked, slash currently.
I have two, but honestly, I'm gonna go with the one like the one that I think I have the most raw memories from, Chipotle. Mm. Yeah, of course. Like we mentioned that in our very first episode. Mm. Go watch it, like, you know, all of that crap. But anyways, Chipotle was very fun. We had the best group. It was like
literal, like we were so efficient, so funny, like personable. We connected so quickly, and it was such a good group that like we actually got a raise from how like well the store was working. Yeah. Like our store, our crew, they definitely didn't get a raise when we weren't there. So yeah.
To put it in perspective, like we were so efficient that it was no contest within our county. Like the next stores, like the nearest stores, like so Chipotle typically closes in our area around 11. And we typically get out around 11.
Store hours close at 10. Workers stay till 11 to help completely close the restaurant. But yeah,
we're usually out by 11 or at the very latest, like 11:30 on a bad day. But for around other places, their regular day was 1, 2.
Not their least.
Nah, and the worst part is that there was no reason, because ours was the busiest.
Yeah.
Because ours was, like, the oldest one there.
Yeah.
Right off the highway, too. But, yeah, that shit was funny. Sunday nights, the group, it had all the minors, bro. Mm. Pause.
My God.
No, it had all the people our age.
Reverse.
Nah. I got to take that, though. That's on me. That's all me, everyone. Mm-hmm. But nah, it had everyone that was our age group and like, you know, all that shit. So some funny shit was going down.
Yeah, we had a speaker playing while we worked, which was just amazing. Like we could play our own music for a time. I heard they got rid of the speaker to be more professional. But no in our time, the speaker was bumping and the speaker was playing good music. So we were working good as a result of that. You see, good music, byproduct, good work.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Honestly, it generates efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Productivity.
Yeah, and we had some interesting characters. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of stories.
Yeah, like our store and crew, I think we just had like the perfect ingredients for like the best Chipotle crew to ever grace like our city. Yeah. Not even our city, just like the city and the surrounding counties, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. Yo, I will say this, though. Some of those niggas did not work.
Yeah.
Some of those niggas was
damn just niggas bummed. Was lazy. Like, niggas rolled out of bed, put on their uniform, did nothing.
Yeah, like,
because I don't say no names, but niggas was slackers.
Nah, but.
About to say, we definitely had to put up some slack for some slackers.
Oh, yeah. The worst people were the ones who would be, like, on break for, like, an hour and shit like that. Break is usually, like, half an hour long.
Mm.
And yeah, they
used to be finessing the system. They used to be trying to finesse the system.
Be out smoking and shit and then come back, like, high and shit like that.
The managers caught on real quick. They was on some people's asses. But, no. Yo, there was really some hard, dedicated, like, hustlers in there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, we really got shit done. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Bro, and you can't ignore the old ladies. Do you remember when everyone had some specific issue with one of the old ladies?
Yeah. It was like, beef. It was
everyone beef. Had beef with this one old little old lady and shit like that.
Yeah.
She was annoying, though. Mm. But still. But it was just funny just thinking about it.
Yeah. She was difficult.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, man. What is your favorite job?
My favorite job? I have to say the same. Chipotle was just, it was a great introduction into the fast food world.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like, I definitely feel like I got a lot of perspectives and sides of the fast food world. There's a lot of aspects and components of working in fast food were introduced to me, and it helped me just grow tremendously, professionally, of course. In other ways, too. Like, I feel like that job helped me develop just all around. It was a very, how can I describe?
What are you trying to describe?
This, how good it was at a lot of things.
How versatile?
No, that's not the word. I guess I could say it's a very useful job, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it came in handy, honestly.
Mm.
Like, I will say that. It was fun.
Mm.
No, there were some crazy ass stories, though. Mm. But, like, yeah. In order to get that, just check us out. Like I said, that's the last time I'm going to say this.
First episode, you can get more details. But I'm going to flip that question. Least favorite job?
It's got to be the apartment.
Mm.
It's got to be the job. That time I worked over the summer, as a concierge. Did not like it because I did not like my boss. I did not like her. She was kind of a bitch.
Mm.
Like, she would be very peculiar about everything. And it's, like, on a certain level, it's understandable. But there's a certain point where it's, like, I'm telling you exactly what I'm supposed to do. Why are you upset at me?
Mm.
Like, I remember I was trying to... there was something going on with an alarm that was set off for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing, like, no emergency. It was just the alarm, just fucking some issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to her. My shift manager, not my actual boss, but my shift manager was there. And so he tried solving it, and then he called someone, and then the maintenance told him a specific thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells me that, all right? She asked me, what's wrong? And then, I tell her the whole deal, the whole shebang, and, what maintenance said. And then she just did not take that for an answer. She was like, oh, no, you're supposed to come to me first, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's like, well, you're supposed to do what I tell you to say. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, so I'm just like, I'm just here. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Because she doesn't even know what the issue is. And so I'm talking to my shift manager, and then he said, get her on the phone just so he can clarify. And then, she was getting really heated. She's like, you know, you're not supposed to do that unless you, you know, all that shit. And then, next up, when she texts me, she's like, hi, Nashawn. Everything's good. Just do the thing exactly what you were doing before.
This bitch. So she was just on your dick.
Yes.
Essentially.
And then, she got really, really particular about certain things. Like, 1 week... she just came in and started, viewing the cameras, which is fine. That was the shift I was there. That was, literally the only time I've worked that day. And then she was looking at the cameras for that day. I'm like, I did nothing.
Your manager was on your dick, son?
I did nothing. I was a new-ass person. What could I be doing? And I was like,
why would the manager hate you when they... go on the cameras and really look at shit, bro?
And I was is there anything in particular that happened that you know of? Because I was unaware. And she's no, I just wanted to check him. And then so my shift manager is there. After which I asked, does she usually do this on Saturdays? And he was like, no, she doesn't. I was like, what the fuck? Because it was like, literally, she was there for a whole hour watching me just at the desk doing nothing suspicious.
She was profiling the shit out of you, bro.
She was black. She was fucking black.
That's fucked, bro. She
did not like me.
Oh, my God. She was actually profiling you.
I was like, the fuck was I doing? I was literally just standing there. The only time I went up was just to greet someone and their fucking dog.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Oh my god. No,
I was like, from there, I was like, I cannot take it anymore.
I bet you glad you left that job, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Alright, let me tell you about my least favorite job. I'm not gonna drop the name of the company, but I'm gonna describe them to you. They were a restaurant which specialized in pizzas. That's all I'm gonna say to describe the company. But they were fairly new and opening up in my city, and I decided to go ahead and work for them. And yo, the hours were like, first week, the hours were like long, man. The hours were long. They were like 3 to 11s, like, brother. Like, they did not, like, know how to, like, properly schedule niggas. Keep in mind, I'm still, like, fairly young at this time in high school. And it was, like, really not taking that into account, because I was getting some long shifts. And I was also working another job at the time, too. I was actually working at Chipotle. But, like, I was really trying to, like, talk to the managers and do my due diligence in trying to figure out the scheduling situation. And literally, I had told one of the managers that I talked to my other boss, and that next week was a week where I could, like, fit my schedule to work both jobs, because I adjusted some of my hours at the other job. I was telling the manager, I was like, yo, next week I'm gonna be cooling. It's just this week I can't really work some of the shifts. And they're like, you gotta find someone to cover your shift. That's not much I can do. And I was literally exploring that whole restaurant looking for a singular soul to cover one or two of my shifts, but no one wanted to work the shifts, bro, because the hours were ass. The hours were ass. And I feel like that was the case for most people, because I feel like it was a bad job starting out earlier on. And I peeped that very early, like, actually, after training and, like, getting into the workflow, I peeped it was going to be some bullshit. And it all could have worked out if those two shifts could have been covered. But unfortunately, I parted ways with the company, and we, you know, did our own respectful, you know, the separation. But I heard after I left, like, some of the people from, like, the first crew, like, probably like 60-70% of them just left.
Oh shit.
Because the job was that bad.
Bro, they caused a mass exodus, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's scary how just like jobs could be sometimes.
Oh yeah.
That was like one of my least favorite jobs. But another just downside to it would be that I wouldn't say the break room. Was it the break room? An area where employees could put their stuff and relax. It was hot as hell. Like, broiling. Shit was cooking. And I think it's because of just, like, the steam from the chimney they were using. But it was just cooking, bro. Like, whenever I went through that passageway, it was just hell. I'm not gonna lie. But I wonder how the company is doing now. Actually, I don't really care how they're doing now, but yeah, least favorite job.
Bro, I was reminded of a job I technically did have but never really worked for.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, you were telling me about this too, but, like, this is, like, this food service place that, like, it goes, like, it's just, like, location by location. It's just all around the general area.
I remember
one time I was supposed to go to, like, a nursing home to serve food in Greenwich.
Are you talking about the food service company that was urgently hiring?
Yes, and sir.
That was extremely flexible.
Exactly. Yeah, but anyways, I end up going to, like, the back of Greenwich, because there's nothing over there, just a bunch of forests and, like, rich-ass people. And
theme book too.
And I'm like the hiring manager, I guess, was like, "Oh, we need you here like at X amount of time, all right?"
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so I'm fine with that. Like, this is the day before. She's mm-hmm. like, I'm like, can I get an address? And she gives me the address and all of that. Great to see you there, you know. Once you get there, like, the lead there will give you the instructions, all right,
mm-hmm.
on what to do. So I end up going over there. My mom drives me, but, like, because, like, rip car, honestly. Mm-hmm. But anyways, she leaves. And then, you know what? So I get down, like looking for the area, get down to the kitchen, and he's like, this isn't literally what he says, but I can tell just by looking at him. He's like, what the fuck is this little nigga doing in here? I'm like, okay,
right.
So.
He said that, or that was just his intrusive thoughts?
That's just intrusive thoughts. That's okay. What I'm spatting that shit.
Okay.
Nah, but like, he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's like, nigga, I don't have a use for you.
And it was like, he was overstaffed to begin with. I was like, so what the fuck happened here? And he was like, he had no idea that I was coming in. He didn't even know my name. I didn't know his name. And
oh my God.
And I was like, from there, I was like, I had to find a way to get home now.
Oh my God.
And
he said, the fuck is this nigga doing here?
I was like, I'm sorry, I have no use for you. So it's like, I don't even know why they made us do that. Like, they made you do that. He said, then, like, I should, like, file, like, for compensation.
He said, basically, nigga, you fodder. It's slow.
Nigga, you useless as shit.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I felt the same way. This shit is useless.
Mm-hmm.
So now I gotta find a way home now. Wow. With no car.
They should have just
bus stop.
They really should have also. Did they ever end up compensating you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They also should have reimbursed you for that gas that you spent.
I just gave up on them. I was like, after yeah. just the money, I was like, fuck it. You know, I did not let them go anymore.
Yeah.
So there's some chief of ass right there.
Yeah. Just notoriously shady individuals.
Yeah, but I had that was a rough summer with those two jobs. Those are two unfortunate occupations. But right now, fortunately, I'm chilling right now at WHUS, the radio station at UConn.
Best radio station on earth.
Yes, sir.
I also have an honorable mention for jobs that I worked. If I didn't work at Chipotle, really would have been my number one. It's a job I worked this summer, actually, at Starbucks, or as some of you like to call it, Starbies.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just another great job, bro. Like, amazing workplace atmosphere, great crew, like, crew of hustlers, like it was at Chipotle. Like, we really busted shit down when we needed to. I would say it was very interesting. Just switching up the type of company I was working for, because I was always usually in fast food, and Starbucks is technically fast food, but it's more so centered around drinks, and food is kind of a close second to that. I was just shaking up drinks, making fraps, espressos, learning about just coffee, and like it's a neat use for things, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Learned how to do a lot of things I didn't know how to do before. And I don't even like coffee. So it was just a very interesting job to begin with. The only thing I could really drink there was like, I guess, cream-based fraps. And I think those have a little bit of caffeine in them, but I'm not even sure. And matcha, as well as like the juices, like the specialty drinks, like Starbucks Eye, Mango Dragon Fruit. Oh,
Stop.
Like Passion Fruit Paradise. No, I'm kidding. That's not even a thing. It was pineapple something. Pineapple period. Something, bro. It's been a little minute, but I still know how to make some of those drinks if I'm ever placed behind the counter. So come at me. But yeah, it was a very good job. I would say it was also very interesting in a new way because I got to work in a drive-thru for the first time. And that was an experience on its own. Like having to deal with both in-store and drive-thru orders. Very interesting because you have to prioritize drive-thru above all else. And I guess it's like having to deal with the orders and cars coming at you so quickly since drive-thru is just a rapid process. Like, take their order, 20 seconds, they're out the window. It's quick. It took some getting used to, but it was definitely just another component of the fast food world and companies that I enjoyed learning about.
Yeah, but honestly, just the idea that your survival skill set making some fancy ass drinks. But honestly, I'm not gonna lie, you did kind of bless me so at Starbucks. So yeah, I have the respect.
I'm W Mans. I bless.
Yeah, but speaking of W's, WHUS, back to that. And, you know, we recording right there, right now. And your boy's the talk director. Regardless if you heard that, I got to say it again. Talk director, just deal with podcasts. I'm your guy. PSAs and IDs and all of that. And honestly, this is definitely my favorite job. Like, I know what I said about Chipotle, but like, this is my favorite like job right now at this moment. Like, I don't have as many raw memories as I do with Chipotle, but honestly, the environment is so nice. It's like a small environment with like a really close group. I get to hang out with them just about every weekend and, you know, doing shit that I love. And it's pretty chill. Like, I'm mostly just sitting down, like, dealing with podcasts, like, getting paid for that shit. It's pretty easy, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's just so great, honestly. And, like, you know, I learned a little bit of shit about, like, how to deal with some audition, Adobe Audition, and how to make a podcast. Perhaps we do an episode on that, shit like that.
Perhaps we do. Let's write it down in the notes.
Yeah, but what about you, your current job? How you feel
My
about it?
My current job is at the UConn Rec Center. I'm working as an operations assistant. And to be honest, it is a pretty calm job like you were describing. Not as lax and laid back in just like a this office type of setting. It is a gym. So there are a lot of bodies, a lot of people, a lot of moving parts to it. But it is still a pretty just like chill job to have because for the most part, I'm given a task list. I get my task done, clean equipment. I might open the occasional locker, enforce policies, what have you. And I mean, I'm a hustler. And very efficient worker, so I get done with my work early. So majority of the time, I am chilling and just really getting to know just the people at the rec, like my coworkers and stuff. I be having conversations, like socializing and just like really trying to find things to do. I may give myself like one or two occasion like supplementary tasks that aren't like part of the task list. But if I see something that I can improve, I will do it and I will go just a bit above the bar for what I'm expected to do. But yeah, I guess I'm just that type of person and have always been. But I enjoy my job. You know, I run into people that I know. It's a very just like calm job. Like today I actually had to do something for once, but I was cleaning a piece of equipment. I think it was elliptical, and someone radioed me that if you guys didn't know, you can only have water in the gym and no juice, nothing like that. If it's not transparent H2O, it's got to go. I just came up with that.
Sneak some vodka into there, bro.
Yeah, they will never know. They will never know. But yeah, you can only come with water. And someone radioed me that someone was coming up to my floor and they came with juice. And it was like, go intercept that. I was like, bet, say less. So I went up to said person. I was like, I'm sorry, unfortunately, you can only have water in your containers. It's just a policy that we have here. But you could drink your, I think it was Gatorade, your juice or whatever at the free zone. And you know what? I felt important because I did something. But yeah, funnily enough, I actually heard on the radio that the person I directed toward the free zone, they had attempted to refill their water bottle with water, actually, and they spilled their Gatorade in the end. So that was just a funny conclusion to the the story.
Predicted. Yeah, but anyways, one more question. What job would you like to do for like a given opportunity? It doesn't have to be like a career. It could just be like a regular job or something. Just something for the experience.
What job would I like to do? I would probably want to be a, maybe like a news reporter. Like on the news, do something with media, possibly. Just work on my, I guess my public speaking and just how I would just act televised, I guess. Probably like, yeah, news reporter.
News for anything in particular?
Maybe it's like local news.
All right, we're, yeah, I got, I actually got interviewed on the news again for first night, which is a basketball event at UConn. For those who don't know, it's literally the first night, like just a lot of hype shit, no actual games, but like there were people that did record an interview with me, and you could check it out on local news, like Channel 6 for Connecticut watchers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did not go to first night. I went to detox my locks, and on Sunday, I came back for the Crown Day event that they were having in Worth, and they were giving a variety of hair services and haircuts, just a lot of just hair services in general. And they are, this is a little bit of promotion for Crown Day, they are having another Crown Day event in the spring semester. I think it is February 25th, I heard, but it's on Black History Month. And if you guys didn't go to the one on Sunday, what day was that? October 14th, you should definitely check out the next Crown Day event that's happening next semester for sure, because I was able to get a sweet retwist and my hair looks so nice and long. So definitely check out the Crown Day event happening. I think it's back at the Worth Towers Forum again, but just look into that through UCurls, the AACC, African American Cultural Center, UConn Stores. Just look into that. It's definitely a great event to go to if you guys haven't been. Put your friends on. And yeah.
Yeah, one thing, yesterday was the 15th, Sunday. Yeah, but
I'm tweaking. October 15th.
Yeah, forgive me. Anyways, for me, I think I would go with sports management because of that damn story that I was told. Basically, overview, my friend has a sister who actually is the manager for the Brooklyn Nets, or she's one of the managers for them. That means she gets access to the games, like she gets like to go on trips with them and all that shit. Like she even went to I believe Vegas when the UConn men's basketball team was playing in the Sweet 16, and that is very sweet because imagine just having a sibling that could take you to just about any game, like an NBA game with the Nets. Even if you don't even like or care about the Nets. Let's say they face it against someone you really want to see. You can just...
You just go. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no. It is, like, fucking amazing. Like, honestly, like, marketing just seems like a really cool, like, field, honestly. Mm-hmm. I also know someone who was a marketing, like, a... Who's working in the marketing for the NHL, which I think is dope. But yeah, honestly, I wouldn't mind doing something like that, even for like just the experience alone.
Yeah. I want to end with a silly little question to you. What do you want to be for Halloween, costume-wise?
I think this is really... I have a couple of things, but one thing I thought would be funny is if I went as Saul Goodman... And then, like, has someone else come as Walter White and shit. Have, like, the duo. What about you?
Saul Goodman and I would say the duo would be more Walter White and Jesse Pinkman, I would say.
That's fair. Honestly, I just wanted to be Saul Goodman for some reason.
You would definitely finesse that. Get a little suit. Do a little comb over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably want to be like Freddy Krueger on some calm shit. Just a sipper. Maybe just get like a sweater something.
Got a classic right there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do too much with that. No hat, no claws, probably just a sweater. Something generic.
So not even literally Freddy
just a,
Krueger.
Literally just a...
You're just... Like, at that point, you're just Fred.
Yeah, at this point, I'm literally wearing a different sweater. That's literally it, bro. But I know some people are trying to... Go balls to the walls, crazy, but I'm not one of them. I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm trying to do something a little bit more, but like, you know, I'll keep you guys invested if I actually do find something, and it's not Saul Goodman, but yeah. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Black and Bold podcast, where we do interesting news and topics each week. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, WHUS.org, and pretty soon we'll be on air on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. And remember,
have a good ass day.